Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Let's look ahead now to Senate action on impeachment with someone who will be on the inside. Massachusetts U.S. Senator Ed Markey joins us now. Good morning, Senator, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So we just heard Congressman Clyburn suggest that maybe Senate consideration of impeachment should wait at least a few weeks so that Joe Biden nominees can be considered by the Senate. We know that Mitch McConnell is suggesting that it will not happen right away, possibly until after Donald Trump leaves office. What about the timing? Should the Senate wait for the trial to begin, or should it start now, next week?
Well, my own opinion is that the trial should start as soon as possible. There have to be consequences for what Donald Trump did. We can do both. We have a capacity in the Senate to not only conduct a trial of Donald Trump so that there is accountability, so that there is justice, but also on another track to be conducting the confirmation hearings of Joe Biden's cabinet and beginning the processing of this major legislative package, which Biden is going to be announcing today.
All right. Let me stick to impeachment here for this next question. Handicap this for us. There are several Republican senators who've said that they'll consider convicting the president in the Senate impeachment trial, but 17 Republican senators need to join all the Senate Democrats in order to actually get an impeachment conviction. Do you see that happening?
Well, as each day goes by, we're learning more and more about what transpired with the assault on the Capitol. We can see quite clearly that Trump was agitating and incitement of insurrection against the Capitol building. But as the details unfold, it's becoming clear that it was a mob, yes, but it looks like there was a lot of planning that went on as well with regard to that assault. And the more detail that is provided is the greater the likelihood, in my opinion, that there will be more Republicans as there were in the House, that will break with the president and potentially make it possible that we could get those 17 votes.
Let me ask about Donald Trump. Last night, a week after the riot, he finally condemned the rioters, but at the same time took no responsibility for the insurrection itself. His Republican defenders say his language, speaking to the crowd before the riot, was free speech. What do you make of that?
Well, it's free speech from their perspective, but it goes to the point that you cannot shout fire in a crowded theater unless there is a fire. Here, he was engaging in incendiary rhetoric and encouraging, by the way, not alone, but with the other speakers, Rudy Giuliani, his family members, as well, engaging in incendiary rhetorical language and then intentionally saying that they should now go up to the Capitol and that he would go with them, by the way. So the intent that he had was clearly to incite this mob, this riot, this attack on the Capitol, and free speech does not protect anyone, including the President of the United States, from being accountable for that kind of language.
Can I ask you one more question, if I might? Do you feel safe in the Capitol right now, especially as we head toward next week's inauguration of Joe Biden, considering the new threats that we know that the FBI and other authorities have warned about in terms of more people coming to the Capitol with ill intent? Do you feel safe? And do you plan on attending the inauguration?
Well, the Capitol right now is an armed camp. There are troops sleeping in the Capitol. So, yes, I do feel safe being in the Capitol. My intent is to attend the inaugural as well. We received a briefing with regard to the extent to which there is going to be dramatically enhanced security for Inauguration Day, and I'm confident that security will allow us to have the inauguration be conducted consistent with the United States Constitution, so that these right-wing radical groups do not successfully interfere with or stop our capacity as a nation to have this very important ceremony as a symbol to our own people, but to the rest of the world, that we continue on as the symbol of freedom and democracy for the world.
One more question, if I might. There's been some suggestion that senators and representatives are being told, or at least it's suggested, that they consider wearing bulletproof vests. If you go to the inauguration, will you do that?
Well, I obviously will do whatever I am told will make the most sense on that day. I have not received that recommendation, to be honest with you, and I'm sure that they're working very hard towards securing the perimeter of the inaugural event that would not necessitate members having to wear bulletproof vests. But we will do whatever it takes in order to make sure that the event takes place.
Massachusetts U.S. Senator Ed Markey, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
No, glad to be on with you, Bob.